Sam Darcy, the plaudits and the raps are off the charts, but you wouldn't have thought he played. Looking at the way they handled Jamari Ugalhagen and where Sam Darcy's at with his physical development, would they play? He's 73 kilos, 204 centimetres.
I heard Jamari talk on the news last night. He said he spent most of the preseason with Bont, just travelling and living that lifestyle and how good it's been for him and how much it's made him realise that he mentally and physically wasn't ready and was steps behind other players as they entered the AFL last year. So I think that Sam Darcy won't be that. He won't. He's just conditioned to an AFL lifestyle, given his father and the head start that's going to bring. I can see him playing centre-half back. Not as a forward. I can see him learning at centre-half back for the first 20 to 30 games.
And Mac Andrews, the other one, pick five to the Suns, of course. He's got a lot of, I guess, physical development still to go. 70 kilos, 200 centimetres, freakish talent. But you'd have to say he's got some hard work ahead of him in the gym and over the summer months to get ready to be eligible.
But I like Billy's call. And I think Billy's call is it allows us to understand how ready these guys are to roll. 5 years ago, they'd be, you're saying they're two years away. They're 18 months before.
And if you're in any doubt over that, Sam Walsh certainly stripped that away, didn't he? Looking at the way he goes about it. You mentioned Jamari Ugalhagen on the news. He's gone off-season travelling and training with the skipper, as you say, Marcus Bontempelli. He wants to cement his spot in the forward line, of course, and this is what he had to say last night.
You don't see him as, like, the Bont. You see him as, like, your best mate, like your older brother, because he just pushes me so much. At the end of the day, it's who works the hardest and who did the work before you even walk in the season. I reckon I walked in with, like, obviously a step back from everyone else. I want that spot to be mine. So honestly, that's why I'm working with Marcus. Last year, I wasn't happy with my performance throughout the whole season.
Jamari Ugalhagen there and coming under the tutelage of Matt Spanger as the assistant forward coach we had on the program last week. The Spang, who's taken the reins there.
Spang said, I've got something to work with here.
Get on the Spang.
It's exciting for Dogs fans, isn't it? I mean, they're 19 points up halfway through the third term of a grand final, and they get these two tools walk in the door.
They have been blessed, though, with the way it's turned out.
What a time.
One a father-son, the other one an NGA right before the rules change.
Yeah.
Who would have been gone to another club for absolute certain.
Only going to have him for 10, 12 years.